This is Tessa from Brave Radar, and you're listening to Dunkin' Donuts on CITR.
Yes. That was the Eiler Set from their album, The Last Match. There's going to be a lot of reaching for significance over the next little few moments, so bear with me. The Last Match, that was the song Chicago, New York. And the last match of the World Series was played last night. An amazing game. Some say best ever. I don't know. Game 6, 2011, Cardinals and And Rangers, that was a heck of a game too. I don't know, but it was pretty epic. And the Chicago Cubs triumphed to win their first World Series title since 1908. Pretty incredible. Shout out to my friend Sean Condon, to Rick Clark, to Gord McCullough, and to all the other Cubs fans in my life. Congratulations. And yeah, so I think there's a lot of people that have been drunk on the streets of Chicago for 14 days. It'll feel like 14 days with the hangover that they will have. Before that, we played the Mountain Goats from Nine Black Poppies. That was the song Cubs in Five. Didn't happen in five. It happened in seven, but it still happened. But there's a lot of other things that have to happen before John Darnell will love you again. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC. On today's show, lots of really cool new stuff. A almost world premiere from Swim Team, some new Dumb, some new Homeshake, some new Megabog. There's lots of very good new music to debut today, so let's get to it. I'm going to start off, though, with a song by Arthur Russell. Arthur Russell, experimental musician, cellist, composer, died in 1988. And since during his life, he died at 40, put out one album. Since then, there's been a lot of material released. The New York Public Library just got 4,000 cassettes of his that all have music on it. It's a very interesting guy. I didn't know much about him, although I'd heard about Arthur Russell. He's very influential. And then last week, this label that's reissuing or putting out his music put it all on Bandcamp. And it was pretty intimidating trying to figure out how to get into Arthur Russell. And so now that all those albums are up, it's pretty, you know, you can just sample it, give it a listen. So I've started listening to it, and I really quite like it. And I encourage you to do the same. I also listened to a half-hour radio documentary that the BBC did about Arthur Russell, and it was great and a good introduction to him. I know there's a feature-length documentary as well from a few years back. So I'm going to play a song from the album Calling Out of Context. This was put out in 2004, and this is the song That's Us, Wild Combination. And it's good. I really like it. I'm just going to queue it up. Okay, here we go. Here is Arthur Russell.
That's us. Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there, that's morning time. Before we got there. I just wanna be by you. Hard as that can be, it's never too hard. It's hard love to see by its own light. Love inside of me, it's working at night. Seconds before I see you in the dark. This time that I soon come into it, seconds turn. This time that I'm such fun to be with. It's a big old world, but nothing in there. I can't wait to see you in another minute. It's a wild combination. It's a wild combination. It's a wild. It's a loving, baby. It's a talk in the dark. It's a walk in the morning. It's a wild combination.
Discorder.
That magazine from CITR 101.9 FM.
Presents a showcase of emerging Vancouver-based hip-hop artists Friday, November 18th at the Media Club.
The lineup is comprised of some of the most talked about and should be talked about hip-hop artists in Vancouver.
Including So Loki, Missy D, Romy, Something August, Spotty Joseph, and Freeman Young, with CITR's Crimes and Treasons DJing and emceeing this 19-plus event.
We them boys! Be sure to come check us out. We're Crimes and Treasons Radio. We're going to be hosting and DJing at the Media Club. Be sure to come check us out.
Crimes and Treasons.
For more information and tickets, visit discorder.ca. The East Van Go-Go's are pleased to announce a benefit concert and brunch Sunday, November 6th at the Trout Lake Community Center. Proceeds benefit the Grandmothers to Grandmothers Project of the Stephen Lewis Foundation, supporting African grandmothers who are raising children orphaned by AIDS. The event combines delicious home cooking and soul-stirring live performances from Illiterati. Seating is limited, so reserve a ticket now by emailing eastvangogos@gmail.com.
I'm gonna find her.
collaborate in what we think the same. We do the same thing every time. I cannot take your idea. It's fine, just look at me for 2 minutes and think about the things you've missed. It's okay to feel ashamed by the things you've done. You're kind of lame.
All right, that was Swim Team from their brand new cassette, I'm going to guess. I haven't seen it yet. I've just heard it digitally. That was the song Red from Out of the Flood. They're playing tonight at Redgate along with who else? Daniel T. Robertson, Francesca Belcourt, and Holy Hum. Should be kind of fun Thursday night. Check it out, Redgate. Before that, we heard Sneaks. From their album Gymnastics. That was also the song Red, Double Red. Before that, we heard Tassiomancy from Toronto, formerly two sisters, formerly in the band for Ostra, and now on their own. From their forthcoming record, Do Easy, that was the song Missoula. And before that, Arthur Russell from Calling Out of Context, that was That's Us / Wild Combination. Good stuff. All right, next up we're going to hear another debut. So we just got the debut from Swim Team. Very nice. Here's the debut from Dumb. They have a brand new record out. They are very prolific. Second release of the year. This is called Mustang Law, and we're going to hear the song And PC. Here is Dumb.
Yoda! greed and peace and conquer wine down the main street and seek a dress for ceaseless breach. Force feed nauseated beast.
All right, that was Future Star from her new cassette, Try Hard, the song Movie Life. And Selena is the future star, but not for much longer. She will be a current star this Friday, Saturday, this weekend on the 5th. That cassette is being released, and it's a pretty great bill. I'm very excited for it. It's at the Toast Collective near Kingsway and Fraser. And let me just call up the... Oh, gosh, where did I put the event now? Okay, well, I pretty much know who's playing. Oh, no, it's this one. Yeah, this is great radio. Excellent. Yeah, so Future Stars are playing with Iceberg Ferg. Fantastic. Chris Riffick. Excellent. Maneater, one of my favorite bands of Music Waste last year, and Electric Pansy. I know nothing about that band, but definitely worth checking out this Saturday night at the Toast Collective. Good stuff. Before that, we heard Anna Cortez Washington's Music World. That was the title track from the self-titled album Music World. That was the band Ever Ending Kicks. I'm really botching that. Anna Cortez, pals with Phil Elverum. He posted about this record, gave it a listen, good stuff. And at the top, we heard Dumb from their new cassette, Mustang Law. That was the song NPC. They're going to be releasing that November 10th at Redgate. Should be a good show, playing with Milk, Mirepoix, and Birthday Bitch. You are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. We're going to keep moving along. Got a hot new track from Montreal, the band Homeshake. So I believe the guy's named Peter. He has a new record out called Fresh Air. And we're going to listen to the debut single. It's called Call Me Up. Big thanks to Eleanor, the volunteer manager here, for bringing this to my attention. Let's give it a listen. This is Peter Sager, Homeshake, Call Me Up.
So well without all that longing. hands up as far as you want to. Keep the rocks a little light, you're free to bruise and you do. Because freedom is certainly useful. Pouring love in a musical beat.
Every Thursday from 11 p.m. till midnight for Copy and Paste with your host, Tim, a.k.a. Autonomy, the very best in underground dance music.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or fuck with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
Suddenly my mind is open and I know.
right. That was Melbourne, Australia's Lower Plenty. From their forthcoming record, Sister Sister, that was called Bondi's Dead. As far as I can tell, they're a bit of an Australian supergroup featuring members of Total Control, UV Race, Def Wish, and The Focus. Yeah, good record. I like what I hear. Before that, we heard Drug Dealer from Los Angeles featuring Wise Blood. That was the song Suddenly from the new record, End of Comedy. We heard his collaboration with Ariel Pink a couple weeks ago. Before that, new Megabog from Seattle. That was from the forthcoming record Happy Together, the song Fui. Yeah. And before that, we heard Homeshake from the new record Fresh Air. That was the song Call Me Up. About just over 10 minutes left. Let's quickly get through two songs before we finish up. First off, Uranium Club from Minneapolis. This is an expansive punk single. It's called Who Made the Man? Let's give it a listen. Here is Minneapolis's Uranium Club. Uranium Club.
We'll be right back.
All right, that was Minneapolis's Uranium Club touring Europe this month. That was the song Who Made the Man. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin's Donuts. Thanks so much for tuning in. Hope to maybe see you at the Toast Collective on Saturday night. And big congrats again to the city of Chicago on your triumphant win last night and, you know, shaking off a century of failure. And, yeah, very exciting stuff. Next week, no, it's still good. Yeah, hopefully I won't be playing songs about Trump. I'll be playing songs about Hillary Clinton next Thursday. All right, thanks for listening. Going to close things out with Japandroids. They have a new record coming out next January. It's called Near to the Wild Heart of Life. And I'm going to play the title track. I saw them when they played at the Cobalt last month. Good stuff. I like it. From what I hear, the album is definitely a departure. So I look forward to hearing the whole thing. But for now, here's your first taste. This is the title track, Near to the Wild Heart of Life. Have a good weekend, everybody.
Coming!